called me up from Amarillo, said you were coming to town. Thought I'd like to tell you hello, I'm driving no friend around. I pulled up to the airport, confident and cool. But when you stepped off that plane, I knew I was your fool. My little Texas tornado, blowing me away again. I swore it wouldn't happen again, but I looked at you and then I'm like a tumbleweed in a wild west Texas wind. You're blowing me away. Lying with me in Atlanta, it's such a beautiful lie. You play me like a piano, I always let you get by. I know I'll go through hell, girl, when you find someone else. But right now I'm in heaven, and I can't help myself. My little Texas tornado, blowing me away again. I swore it wouldn't happen again, but I looked at you and then I'm like a tumbleweed in a wild west Texas wind. You're blowing me away.
Entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. President Trump is facing questions about his administration's tariff policies while on a trip to Scotland this weekend. In response to a reporter's question, the president says it's 50-50. He strikes a trade deal with the European Union today. This afternoon, Trump is set to meet with Ursula von der Leyen, the president of the European Commission. Steep tariffs on countries around the world are set to kick in at the end of this week if those countries don't strike trade deals. The FAA is now investigating an American Airlines flight that was forced to abort takeoff yesterday in Denver. All 173 passengers and six crew members were evacuated onto the runway.
The airline saying one passenger was taken to the hospital with a minor injury and that the aircraft's issues involved one of its tires. Adding, quote, all customers and crew deplaned safely and the aircraft was taken out of service to be inspected by our maintenance team.
ABC's Olivia Rubin. 130 million Americans under heat advisories today. This is ABC News. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. wants to fire all 16 members of the group that recommends which preventative health care services can be covered by insurance at no cost, sources tell ABC News. Those services include things like cancer screenings. But Dr. John Brownstein, a professor at Harvard Medical School, believes a major change like this will only cause confusion.
In the worst case, it will result in loss of coverage for millions of Americans on critical services like mental health assessments or cancer screenings, things that are the basis for preventative health care in this country.
An HHS spokesperson says no decision has been made. It's been a year since Hurricane Helene brought devastation to the Gulf Coast and beyond, including as far inland as Tennessee, where cleanup efforts are still underway. One place still recovering, the Appalachian Trail, where a group of volunteers is repairing holes in the ground left by fallen trees. Two damaged spots along that trail still require hikers to take detours. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Macy's has summer deals so big, it's like Black Friday in July. Come in for unbeatable summer savings, like dazzling fine jewelry, now 40 to 75% off, and airy linen blazers from Tommy Hilfiger and more for over half off. Plus, get three-piece floral print comforter sets for just $21.99. These deals are too big to wait for November, so hurry in. Black Friday in July ends tonight at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Hey, that's the spirit. Right now, we're celebrating free with a free STP oil filter when you buy 5 quarts of oil and free Duralast brake pads when you buy 2 rotors. Like always, free battery testing, charging, and recycling at every store. Celebrate free at AutoZone, now through July 28th.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Since 1919, the area has trusted Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services to handle final arrangements in times of loss. Serving all faiths, Real's offers at-need services, pre-need services with insurance at a guaranteed rate of 3%, and monuments. Real's takes pride in their work and family history and handles complete arrangements for all traditional and memorial services, as well as cremations. Learn more about them at realfuneralhome.com or call them in Durant at 715-672-5691. Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services, offering you peace of mind during a difficult time.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Brights. Quite a bit of sunshine around the area for today. Quite a bit of heat. Heat advisory in effect. Highs in the lower 90s. The heat index, though, near 100. A south breeze. Tonight, look for a shower and thunderstorm chance. Lows in the lower 70s. Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 69 at our studios.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
You know I'm here for the party. You know, I'm just here for the party, too. It's Gretchen Wilson, and it's Andrew J. How you doing? Hope you're doing well for your Sunday morning. Here's Sammy Kershaw.
Well, I met her out at Murphy's Restaurant. She said she was fresh from the farm. And I remember thinking for a country girl that she went pretty well armed. We sat there talking by the lobster tank. I ordered her a slow gin fizz. And when them chicken fried steaks arrived, she said, I like living like this. So I made her the queen of my double wide trailer with the polyester curtains and the redwood deck. Now she's run off and I've got the trailer dang, a black heart and a pretty red neck. Well, a few nights later I run into her with some stranger on a park bench. She said he rebuilds engines and his name is Earl. He's the Charlie Daniels of the Torque Wrench. I whispered, honey, let's just go on home and have some onion rings and watch TV. And as I walked her to the truck, Earl was crying, don't you leave me. I told him, this here's a queen.
Go Pepin Alma Eagles. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
To this day, when I hear that song, I see you standing there on that lawn. Discount shades, store-bought tan, flip-flops and cut-off jeans. Somewhere between that set and the sun, I'm on fire, I'm born to run. You looked at me and I was done, but we were just getting started. I was singing to you, you were singing to me. I was so alive, never been more free. Fired up my daddy's lighter and we sang, oh, 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 oh. Stayed there till they forced us out and took the long way to your house. I can still hear the sound of you saying, don't go. When I think about you, I think about 17. Stance. You probably wouldn't even know who I am, but if I whispered your name, I bet still be a spark from back when I was gasoline and this old tattoo had brand new ink, and we didn't care what your mama think about your name on my arm. Baby, is it spring or is it summer? The guitar sound or the beat of that drummer you hear sometimes late at night on your radio. Even though you're a million miles away, when you hit on in a USA, you relive those glory days so long ago. When you think about me, do you think about 17? Do you think about my OG? Think about the stars in the sky. Funny how a melody sounds like a memory, like a soundtrack to a July Saturday night. Springsteen.
For listening to Real Country 1430. We knew you'd take the bait.
I am not okay. I'm barely getting by. I'm losing track of days, losing sleep at night. I am not okay. I'm hanging on the rail. If I say I'm fine, just know I learned to hide it well. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life. But God knows, I know when it's all said and done, I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I woke up today, I almost stayed in bed. Had the devil on my back and voices in my head. Some days it ain't all bad, some days it all gets worse. Some days I swear I'm better off laying in that dirt. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life. But God knows, I know when it's all said and done, I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. Not okay, but we're all gonna be alright, gonna be alright, gonna be alright. I know one day we'll see the other side, the pain will wash away in a holy water tide. And we all gonna be alright. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life. But God knows,
but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright.
Jelly Roll and I Am Not Okay. Hi there, it is Andrew J, and I hope you are okay here on your Sunday, and stick around for Joe Nichols.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on home insurance by checking Allstate first.
Hold it.
Like you know to check the assembly instructions first.
Hold it.
Before building the bookcase.
And done.
Whew. You can let go.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Potential savings vary. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere. From dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke, an asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
All right, Takis fans. Wendy's knows you love your Takis Fuego chips. So we thought, why not make a Takis Fuego meal with a Takis Fuego chicken sandwich with spicy chicken topped with crushed Takis Fuego chips and creamy corn spread. Plus, it comes with Fuego fries inspired by Takis and a bag of Takis Fuego chips. If we add any more heat, we might start an actual... I told him this would happen. For an intense new take on Takis chips, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
She said, I'm going out with my girlfriends. Margaritas at the Holiday Inn. Oh, have mercy, my only thought was tequila makes her clothes fall off. I told her put an extra layer on. I know what happens when she drinks Patron. Her closet's missing half the things she bought. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. She'll start by kicking out of her shoes, losing an earring in her brain. Leave her jacket in the bathroom stall. Drop a contact down the sink. Them pantyhose ain't gonna last too long if the DJ puts Bon Jovi on. She might come home in a tablecloth. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. She can handle any champagne brunch, a bridal shower with Bacardi punch, Jell-O shooters full of Smirnoff, but tequila makes her clothes fall off. She'll start by kicking out of her shoes, losing an earring in her drink. Leave her jacket in the bathroom stall. Drop a contact down the sink. She don't mean nothing, she's just having fun. Tomorrow she'll say, oh, what have I done? Her friends will joke about the stuff she lost. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. All tequila makes her clothes fall off. All tequila makes her clothes fall off.
Sun comes up, sun goes down. This old world keeps spinning around. Not much has changed since you've been gone. I miss you, honey, but life goes on.
It's 8:30. You're listening to Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Time now for Strength for Today, a Bible teaching message and ministry from Pastor Doug Vick of the First Baptist Church of Durand.
Welcome to those that are joining First Baptist of Durand via WRDN. We are in the book of James, James chapter 5, James chapter 5, and we are going to be looking at verses 13 through 20. I'm going to begin reading with verse 13. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elias, or Elijah, was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one convert him, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death, and shall hide a multitude of sins. Father in heaven, thank you for this text, and we thank you for your servant James. One day we will have the opportunity to see him, and perhaps one day we'll have the opportunity to actually hear him teach. But now, Lord, we pray that what you have given to him years ago, we will take to heart, remember it, and apply it to our own life. For we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. I have a little something here I want to read to you. 150 years ago, a newspaper printed some rules of the road which were given to passengers on the old Wells Fargo stagecoaches. Abstinence from liquors is requested. Buffalo robes are provided for your comfort during cold weather. Hogging robes will not be tolerated, and the offender will be made to ride with the driver. Don't snore loudly. Don't snore loudly while sleeping, or use your fellow passenger's shoulder for a pillow. He or she may not understand. Forbidden topics of discussion on stagecoach are stagecoach robberies and Indian uprisings. If ladies are present, gentlemen are urged to forego smoking cigars and pipes, as the odor of some is repugnant to the gentle sex. Chewing tobacco is permitted, but spit with the wind, not against it. Now, I just want to add here, too, if you've ever been out to Ruth and Richard's house, they will tell you the history behind the house where they live. It used to be a place where Wells Fargo stagecoaches allowed passengers to wait before they would board or where they would disembark from a stage that went through Mondovi here. So we're not too far from history, are we, here? Okay, what's the application to all of this? So James is finishing this letter, this epistle that he writes, and he gives us, if you would, some final rules for the road. And I see, as we look at our text right here, 5 rules for the road ahead of us. So if you're taking notes and you'd like to follow that way, that's fine. Number one, first of all, he says, is any among you afflicted? Okay. What is he to do? Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. If you are afflicted, rule number one, pray. All right? And hard to go through this world without having some kind of ailments or problems or circumstances that are not to your liking. And these are just, again, this is one of the most practical epistles in the entire New Testament. And so he's telling us now, he says, pray, talk to God. All right, you can talk to your pastor, yes, okay. But it's better if you talk to God, communicate your needs to him. And what a joy it is after you meet him to know that you can go 24/7 and have the God of the universe as the one who will help you if you are willing to pray and talk to him. And Jesus said, "And whatsoever things you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." So the Father gets glory when the Son answers prayer. All right? So Psalm 46:1 says, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble." Many of you have memorized that verse. Many of you have seen that verse flesh out in your own life and circumstances over the years. So Psalm 9, verse 9 and 10 says, "The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee." So, number one rule, pray. Pray if you are afflicted, pray. All right, the second rule, he says, "Is any merry, let him sing songs." If any merry, let him sing. Second rule is that if you're going through this world, sing. We've got plenty to sing about as we think about what God has done for us and what he's given to us and what's ahead of us right here. They say that there are over 500 references to singing in the Bible. And you and I know that there are 150 psalms in the Bible. And there's a psalm to sing for every occasion that we might encounter in life. Sing. Years ago, I remember I would drive a van from our church and we'd take a pile of kids up to Camp Shetek, and it would be a good hour that we would be on the road, and we'd have, I don't know, 13 or whatever number of kids that were in that Ford passenger van. And boy, the kids would love to sing the things that they... songs that they learned in Awana, the songs that they learned in Children's Church, and then some that they learned in the morning worship service. And boy, that would make that 60-minute trip from Woodville to Camp Shetek pass like that, you know. And maybe you're like me. Maybe you cannot sing, but you and I can listen to CDs, eh? And we can listen to Christian radio and good hymns and songs. But that is so integral in our walk with God. And I have a passage of Scripture here that I know that is very familiar to you and very familiar to me, but I want to... All right, I'm working with one hand here because I'm holding my Bible in the other. Here's one that we love, Ephesians 5. "And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord." Colossians chapter 3, verse 16, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." So rule number two here, for a rule for the road, if you would. If you're afflicted, pray. But second of all, if you are merry, hey, don't hold back. Sing. Sing. All right? Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Okay, and then third, is any among you sick? Is any among you sick? And it says that we should ask for prayer. If you're sick, ask for prayer. And so we're told right here, "Let him call for the elders of the church, the spiritual leaders, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick." Now I want to say a couple things about sickness here. And number one, the word is in the original is athenos. And it appears some 14 times, 18 times in our New Testament as referring to a physical disease, a physical ailment that someone has, and a fever, something that's not right physically in them. If that's the case, let him call. Let him get on the doesn't say get on the phone, but we would say that today. Set out a text. Hey, would you pray? Would you pray? But specifically here, the spiritual leaders of the church. So we're talking about something that is very serious here, as an illness right here. Now the other thing about this word asthenios is that it refers to emotional or spiritual weakness. 18 times asthenios refers to a physical illness. 14 times in their Bible it refers to an emotional or a spiritual weakness. All right? And these are not... this is real world. Amen? Amen? Asthenios is used to refer to emotional and spiritual weakness in Abraham's condition when he was told to offer his only son Isaac as a sacrifice. Remember in Acts chapter 4, verse 19, the text says, "And he," that Abraham, "being not weak," asthenios, "and he," Abraham, "being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body, now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb." And so we see it appear in Romans chapter 14, verses 1 and 2, asthenios. It is, "Now him that is weak," asthenios, "in the faith, receive ye, but not the doubtful disputations. For one believeth that he may eat all things, another who is weak," or asthenios, "eats herbs." 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 14. "Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak," the asthenios, "but be patient toward all men." So here the word refers to those that are in a season of their spiritual life where they are in fragile spiritual health. It refers to people who are tired, exhausted spiritually, tired of the battle, and they're lacking energy and weary, lacking motivation to go on. And so when that happens, let him call for the elders of the church. I need prayer. If you feel free to share what that might be. So it's not just physical, but it refers to a spiritual weakness that a person might have. So if you are sick, let him request prayer from others. I can't tell you how many times I've either lost my keys, my wallet, or something important. I have prayed about it, and I cannot still find it. And then Sharon will say, "Well, what are you doing?" And I'll tell her, and then I'll say, "Let's pray." I don't know. You know, we pray, and the next thing you know, I found those keys or that wallet or what I'm looking. There is something about collective prayer that God really honors, and he gets glorified in it. And we could take time for testimonies we won't hear, but there's a few heads that are nodding here saying, yes, yes, yes. When you pray together, God just, man, it's like our voice, our petition is amplified as it goes to heaven right here. Now, I want to say something here also, and we're bumping up against the time. The Bible says they are to, these spiritual leaders are to come and they are to anoint that individual who is sick with oil. Oil. Probably olive oil, okay? What is the significance of the oil that is mentioned right here in verse 14? There's twofold. Number one, it represented common medicine. That oil represented common medicine. Do you remember in Luke chapter 10 about the Good Samaritan that stopped and helped the individual that was beaten and robbed? And the Bible says he poured what? Oil on that man's wounds. Oil had a medicinal quality, still does, but more so back in first century days. Do you know, you remember Luke, the fellow that wrote the Gospel of Luke? Luke, the fellow that traveled with the Apostle Paul? Luke that wrote the book of Acts, he was also a doctor, wasn't he? Mm-hmm. But nowhere in the Bible do we see God telling Luke to stop practicing medicine. So what does the oil represent? Today we would say it represents modern medicine. So if you're sick, go to the doctor. All right? And say, I'm going to be extra spiritual and I'm going to stay home and I'll take care of me and my God. Hey, God, oil is used for medicinal purposes. Let them anoint him with oil. Now, second of oil, as you and I, many of us know, it represented the Holy Spirit. Amen? Mm-hmm. Before priests, before kings, before prophets would begin their public ministry, they would be anointed with oil. And it was signifying that the Holy Spirit was going to enable them and give them special power and special ability to fulfill the office that God had called them to do. So when you come with oil and you anoint someone who is sick, it's an acknowledgement that it is the Holy Spirit who heals. It is God who is the healer, capital H, if you would. There was a 16th century French army surgeon, a man by the name of Ambroise Pare, and he was known for his advanced humane medical skills back in 1512, 1520, something like that. And he really helped people who needed artificial limbs. But he had this sign in his office. It said this, Dr. Pay treats wounds, but God heals them.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, and you know, if you're honest, you meet a believer who is a physician, they'll just tell you the same thing. Yeah, I'm here to treat what you have, but it is God who is the healer. So if you're sick, pray. But don't stay away from the doctor. Go. God gives us these gifted individuals to help us. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. All right? And the Lord shall raise him up. If he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Do you remember at the pool of Bethesda in John chapter 5, after Jesus healed the man who had been lame for so many years, he told him, go thy way and what? Sin no more. Implying that his sin was connected with his lameness right there. And we take the Lord's table here at First Baptist about once a month, and we read from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And some of the people in the church at Corinth were not giving heed to the significance and the serious nature of the Lord's table. And what? Some of them got sick. And some of them died. There is sickness that is connected to sin. And then unfortunately, we see it in multiple ways elsewhere in our culture. Okay, so here we have, if you are sick, pray. Now, James is finishing out his epistle here. So in a very quick fashion, he is trying to finish things up and tell us the things that God had laid on his heart. Number four, if you have wronged someone, confess it and pray. Number four, if you have wronged someone, confess it and pray. And verses 16 through 18. And so he says, confess your faults one to another. Now, Martin Luther said it's interesting that the name of the individual we are to confess our faults to is not a priest. His name is one another. You confess your faults to the one you have wronged. And that's it. Matthew chapter 18 tells us if someone has offended you or if you have offended someone, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to go alone to that person and tell them, this is what I did, this is what I said, I'm so sorry. I can only imagine the damage that I've done to your name. Please forgive me. But you don't broadcast it to everybody, do you? You don't need to. Why? Because it says that you go to that person alone. Now, if he's not willing to listen, then you take a brother or a sister and go and try to reconcile it. And if that doesn't work, then you take it to the church, the body of believers. That's Matthew chapter 18. That's Matthew chapter 18 right there. So, but if you have wronged someone, confess it. Isn't that hard? Isn't it hard? It's hard. I remember as a parent, it was hard for me to apologize to either Hannah or Jennifer when I had wronged them or when I had lost my temper. Here, I am the adult. I am the parent, but yet I have to go to this little one that's 7 years old and say, "Daddy lost his temper, honey. I am so sorry." And that is not the way God wants Daddy to behave himself. You know that's humbling. But it's also humbling to go to a coworker and say, "You know, I owe you. I owe you an apology. I said this, or I did that, or I lied to you. I wasn't telling you the complete truth. I misled you. Well, I'll destroy my testimony if I do that." No, you won't. You will build your testimony as they see what a real believer is. Someone who is transparent, someone who is fallible, but someone who wants to have a good relationship with God above everything else. So if you've wronged someone, confess it. All right? And this is, and what else? And pray. Again, coming back. If you've wronged someone, confess it and pray. Ruptured friendships are sometimes very difficult to bring back together. There's a book, there's a proverb that says that a brother offended is like bars in a window, strong bars. So we've got to watch our tongue. And as I speak to you, I speak to myself as well. Now, it's hard. It's hard to do that. And the illustration here is Elijah as he prayed. He prayed something very hard. He prayed that it would not rain for 3.5 years. And it didn't rain. And then after 3.5 years, he was instructed to pray. And it did rain. Now God did the impossible through that prophet Elijah. And you might think it is impossible to have a relationship restored that you have damaged or someone else has damaged. But all things are possible with God, the Bible says. And so if we have wronged someone, we need to confess it and we need to pray about it. And obviously much prayer needs to precede that apology right there. Ruptured friendships are very, very difficult. But it's not over if you're a believer. It's not over. And you know why? Because our friendship with God has been ruptured multiple times since we have believed on Him by our sin and by our willful disobedience. God never wiped His hands of us and said, "No, it's over, Doug. Forget it." No, but if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. And that same giving attitude that God has toward us, we want to extend toward other people. It's not like three strikes and you're out. Man, I'm so glad that's not the case. And then number 5 right here. If a fellow traveler gets off the path, help him get back on it. Number 5, if a fellow traveler gets off the path, help him get back on it. It says in verse 19 and 20, "Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth and one convert him." Now, that word convert is a verb, and it can refer to either restoring him to fellowship with God, or if he's not saved, introducing him to Jesus Christ, where he has his sins forgiven. "Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth and one convert him, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. You know, when Cain was rebuked because of his resentment toward his brother Abel, and then what happened is he killed his brother Abel. And God said to Cain, where's Abel? And Abel, in a very snarky way, said, am I my brother's keeper? How am I to know where he is? And the answer is, yes, we are our brother's keeper. We are. And we need to watch out for one another spiritually. And when we see people, not to police one another, no, that's not it at all. But to help one another spiritually when they get off the beaten path, when they stop reading their Bible, when they stop showing up for service, and when they're not talking about the Lord like they once used to, and they're not serving Him anymore. And it says, let him know that he which converteth or bring that sinner back from the error of his way shall save a soul from death. Now the Bible does talk about 1 John chapter 5, verse 16. And that talks about a sin unto death. And that you don't lose your salvation, but God can say, I'm going to have to take you home prematurely because you just keep messing up. I remember over the years I've helped at camp there in Camp Chautauqua, and I know that there's some kids that come and, you know, it's just not a fit for them. You know, they don't want to obey the rules. They don't want to listen to counselors. You know, they want to be out after dark or something like that. And finally, the camp director says, you know, 3-4 times, you know, he's warned that individual and he's told him. He says, you know what? I'm calling your dad and he's going to come and pick you up from camp. Your week of camp is over. It's done. You know, as a believer, if he messes up, and messes up and messes up and it resists the Holy Spirit and is not willing to confess, God will say, okay, there's what is called a sin unto death. And Ananias and Sapphira knew a little bit about that in Acts chapter 5. They lied, and it was a big lie, and they knew they shouldn't do it, but they did it. So we're to help people get back on the path, and sometimes we help people in ways we don't even imagine. I had the joy a couple days ago. My wife and I met a couple in Hudson at Culver's. And Mike Waters was his name. I might have mentioned to you a little bit about Mike. About 45 years ago, I was working on the dock at an industrial laundry. Mike would come in and he would drop his dirty laundry that he had picked up for gross and his rugs in carts. And I would be the guy that would take the carts and bring them into the laundry, and then they would get washed. I remember talking to Mike about the Lord a number of times, and Mike later got saved, and he's been in the Lord's work for over 40 years, maybe 45 years. Started two churches in the Philippines, and has a godly wife. But as we were getting our Coke at Culver's, he said, Doug, do you remember? You told me I was not saved. You told me I was drunk because I went over to Halleck's bar and would drink. You told me I was a womanizer because I was chasing other young ladies. He says, I was a Roman Catholic. And now he could have been a Lutheran or could have been a Methodist for those that are listening here. But he said, "And man, I... yeah, Mike, I remember that. Well, you know what? At 28 years of age, he enlisted in the Marine Corps, even though he had done prior service, and he went through the McCrean boot camp down at Camp Pendleton, and during that time, God began to speak to his heart. God began to deal with him, and he got saved, and he got born again. What a joy it is to see him and what he is doing now. My heart was sad on Thursday when we came home from our time with him. He's up in years. He's got heart problems right now. They're planning to go back to the Philippines. They live in the inner city in Manila. And their outreach is to street kids and street people and those that are really, really steeped in sin. Both he and his wife, Rebecca, have a tremendous ministry. What happens here, God has given us a ministry of reconciliation as he wrote the church, as Paul wrote the church in Corinth. And we reconcile people to God as God brings them into our life and as they allow us to listen to him. So five rules for the road. Okay, now, I want you to think with me, if you would. Period. Shall hide a multitude of sins, period. James concludes his letter in a very unusual way. Instead of sending greetings to people in the churches, instead of offering a benediction to the people who's getting his letters, instead of offering a prayer for his readers, he simply puts his pen down.